matzah. We have at least one little thing to take care of in the mitzvah of maror still. You may remember, let's open up to your Mishnah Berurah to see this idea of how much karpas you have to eat. We saw that the Shulchan Aruch says less than, you don't need a kazayas for karpas, whereas the Rambam said you do need a kazayas. We had a whole discussion in Prague with the Rav, the Maral Prague, wanted to bring a right from the Gemara because the Gemara thought you could be Yotze Moro in karpas. Moro has to have a kazayas, so maybe he doesn't have a kazayas. The Rosh says no. Shakasari says yes. I'm not going to go into the whole thing now. Bottom line though, how much should you have? So the Shulchan Aruch is describing what do you do as far as karpas is concerned, writes as follows. Simen Tov, Ayin Gimel, Sivov. V'yigach mi'akarpas pochos mi'kazayis. What do you mean pochos mi'kazayis? You saw the lashon of the Rosh? What was the Rosh's lashon? Remember the Rosh's lashon? Einot tzarech kazayis. Why pochos mi'kazayis? Say, I feel the pochos mi'kazayis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pachas mikazayis lan gimel, kishu bekazayis yesh safek bebrocha achrona, im yivorech also olo. Al ken yosef tov, shiocha pachas mikazayis, lo yivachiv klal l'chuli alma. Now, as I mentioned before, this, what's a kazayis? You say maybe as little as 3 cc's, some say, or 7.5 cc's, and we always tell you it's our big kazayisim, the Shulchanos kazayis of chatzi beitza. Oh, that's only the chumrah. But the other way around, you have to have a teeny weeny less than kazayis if you want to fulfill this din of the Mishnah Berurah. Where'd it come from? It's not in the Rosh. So you look on the side, it says, Harosham. That's not true. The Rosh, it can even be Pachas mikazayis. Re Bishar Poskim, not there either. You know where it's found? Mordechai, where will you find it? Tosfos Harosh. They didn't have a Tosfos Harosh. How did he know? It wasn't printed. Shulchan was a genius. It was a Rosh, but it's only in post Rosh, which wasn't printed at that time. We're not done yet. Then it says, Utshuvas Maharil. Oh, now we're talking. Delafuke Narshim Yipluk to the post in the Baruch HaKohen. So that's true, that's where it's found. I looked it up, I have in my house, Utshuvas Maharil, in two places. Simen Chav Hei and Simen Unches Old Beis. Two places, he says exactly the same, more or less the same thing, that he should Delafuke not have a Kazakhs. Not have a Kazakhs. What does it depend upon? Our Tosfos. Let's take a look over here in our Tosfos Kuf Tezvav and see what this shadow depends upon. What happened to your bracha Birkas Hanenen on the morrow? What happened to your Birkas Hanenen on the morrow? What's going on with it? We saw 2 days in Tosfos V'Hodah Kuf Tezvav Menal. Either pshat is what? That the matzah takes care of it. Why? Because morrow is an appetizer. What's the appetite? And therefore does not require a bracha rishona. Or of Yosef Tovelim, as it's found in our Siddur, Yosef the Shabbos HaGadol, as the Bar Pri Adama of the Karpas takes care of it. So if it's the Bar Pri Adama of the Karpas takes care of it, then it's one big link, and therefore the benching will take care of the bracha achrona, and therefore it's only for a Bar Nefashos. So it's no problem. But if the Bar Pri Adama of the Mar does not, of the Karpas does not take care of it, then if you have a kazayis and the borrower is taken care of by the amotzi, then you should require a bar nefashos. That's a klal, a machlokes in Hilchos Brachos, as it finds its way into Hilchos Seul El Pesach as well. As a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Bir Halacha, it makes a big deal out of this. We will not, due to time constraints, we cannot go into the very lengthy discussion found right over here in Al Perek. It's really chaval, just can't do it, about the question of how many brachas do you make on the Arba Kosis? What kind of question is that? How many brachas? I'm asking a question, by a show of hands, I'm expecting to look at you directly. How many, by a show of fingers, how many Bar Prok ovens do you make on Saturday night? He's putting up 2 fingers. Everyone else puts up 4. There's a famous Al-Khogs of the Chabar Amar, the Rift, right? The whole world talked about this. So just get at least a glimpse, a half a glimpse of it. Look at the Bir Halacha over here. The Eina Mavarach Achor. The Mechaber says you don't make a bracha, you don't make a, and the Bar Nefashos after the Karpa says the Mishavur and Nunvav. Afilo Machal Kazayis. You still don't make a Bar Nefashos. Fishabracha Rishana Koi Gamala Mar. Rabbi Yosef Tovelim. Zach to be Alacha. I Mishabur. Kazav Grova Biro. The Kozel Kafia Shidas and Machabesh Besimin Taad. The Mavarach Rak Broch Achas Albeis Kosas and Rishonim. Like our Sephardic friends. Should the Halel of Agadalo Avi Hefset. Ulochi Ain of Mavarach Broch Achrona. The Asmach Birchas Karpas Yochal of Bar Mar Bibli Brocha. And therefore, you don't make a burn of fashas and faket, you don't need to make a burn of fashas. It's included in the Suda. If you're having the maror on the smach of that original bari pre hadam, which spans both karpas and mar, so if it's taken care of altogether in the bench. Al fishida sa'ago, the ramah, kfimen hagenu, the mavarach hakol kolos v'kolos, the efshel isvach abirvas kolos vishon vishon hefzik v'halala v'agenit v'hagadah. In Cain, Yev Shalom of the Sumchan Ono Bachilas Mora Pirchas Kapa like a Yosef Tumelim. Shere Hivsik Bahala Goda Bahala. Look. Racket. El the Ptur of the Mora Bibrocha Mishun David Gram Abba Machsoka Hasuda, the Nifta Bibrocha Samot. He has Tosa said, and what's the appetite? Well, the Mordechai said, it's halachically part of the meal Matzah Mora Yochlu. Fine. Vim Cain, Hare Chayav Levarach Brocha Chrona, Achar Achilas Kapa, Skevin Lashach Lasuda Bahaka Cain. Zet Torah de Rea Grah. Whoa! The Torah to Reagro. Uvemez Rav Moman Avram Nizam Izeh. He was bothered by this kasha. What did he answer? The kasha. The simetad. The akol kos sarach levruchi lechulei alma. You have to make four for a conference, even if the halal agoda is not a hefsek. Why? Why? Vafilim on the sfil agoda lo be hefsek. Why? Shem the kol chada v'chada mitzvah b'fnei atzvah. Another svar. The two svaras to make a bar prog oven on the second coast of the svaram don't do. One is the agoda is a hefsek, took an hour between. Two is no. A new bracha, a new mitzvah requires a new bracha automatically. Oh, that's the case. Therefore, make me bracha akolachas viachas as the Rif says at the beginning. Therefore, the groz is not necessarily correct. And many people hold like the Magen Avraham way back in Kufay and Ches. Therefore, the same svar applies. What are we about over here? Karpa samara two mitzvahs, and if one wouldn't take care of the other one, yes and no. Tzarachim. The last two are the most important. The tzarachim. Is there any way out to be yotza the chaladeh? Remember, the rabbi holds you have to have a kazayas for karpas. Who in this room has a kazayas for karpas on purpose? You probably all do without thinking. Who moved with dafka? No, didn't they have kazayas for karpas? Sometimes. Lemaisa, probably most of us have a kazayas cotton, which is probably the real din, small kazayas. But you know, we whatever it is. But is there any way out? The holidays? Yes. The Bach tried to find a way out to be yotzi every single sheet of a kazayas. Who could think of it? It's impossible. You're going to get stuck no matter which way. So if you look at the Chok Yaakov, some of you may have the big Shulchan Aruch, it's the cotton Chav Tez. He finds a way to get out according to everybody. Everybody, to take care of every single possible shita. You know before that's almost a bracha levata. Oops, bad pun. That's almost an impossibility to be able to every single shita when there's so many permutations and combinations. But he tries, and he makes a valiant effort in the Chok Yaakov, Sinkon, Chok Tes. He has a way for the Bach. Everyone will be happy. The Choladei Esramsh. Look at the Choladei Esramsh. Let's see what he says. The Bach. What do you do? You have karpas kazayas. Look at the Rambam. That Rambam. Okay. But look at this now. But you have in mind when you make bar for adama, not the pot of the mor. You know what I do? I have a very famous shtick with my grandchildren. So when I come to the karpas, I always say before I wash, I say, you know, when we eat them. What do we have to have in mind when we make the var for Adam on the karpas? I thought around the mor. Okay, so I was about this. Point to my brain, like you know, I have to have in mind the mor. But according to the Bach, it's pointed to this side of the brain, and have in mind not the mor. Have in mind Afka, not the mor. Okay, step one. You have to make a memela, chayel ver, achatil rish ver, and a fashis. There we are called. So now, if you have in mind not the mara, you have to make a ver and a fashis, the choladeus, because it has nothing to do with the suda. Fine.
Good, to make a bar nefashis. Now you make a motzi. Catch this now. Ichav and nami, shalo lahotzi amar bevechas amotzi. Oh, so you have a mind not to be otzi the mar. And you make a bar for adam alachilas mar. And bar nefashis, in the middle of a meal. Viotzi lechal adeis. And there's no bracha shen etzricha. Always going to have fukin avshim yiplukta. End of the bach. That's what he says. That's not part of it. Says the Chag Yaakov, you weren't Yotzi the sheet of the smack, who says there's no birchas hanemen on mor because you don't have any hanor from it. You don't have, try to have any hanor from it. That's the problem she raises. Yaakov says what? A bar of fush is in the middle of a meal? Unheard of. What? Why not what? I guess you can, but it's so unusual. Who's ever in his life made a bird of fush in the middle of a meal?
I mean, because the Gemara talks about Devar Mabai, Shalom
You say, okay.
Shalom
So you're making this as if it's Shalachar Asuda, even though it's in the middle, it's before you start. Okay. Just whatever. I've got another. That's what it says over here. That's what it says. There's another reason why you can't do this. And not Yotza the Choladei as Mamish, I'll tell you what. You may recall, Rabbos, we had a long discussion and open up your Tosfos to see where it is, at least initially, about a principle called an Osin Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Let me first show you inside. Not everyone was in the Shiur, we learned this concept a long time ago, in the beginning of the year. Kuv Beis and Beis, just to see the words as they found in Shas Bablu, which you haven't seen since Elul. At the sixth line of Kuv Beis and Beis, you can't use the same cup for kiddush and for benching. Why? If you say nos and mitzvahs, chavilos, chavilos. It says in the sides of brachas, it's a sota. Here it is in psalm kuv beis and beis. So the Rabbeinu Yosef Tuv Elam, the famous gadol who wrote the piyutim for Shabbos HaGadol, implied that the problem of chavilos, chavilos. Let's read it again in Tosis Vahadar, the last two lines. Yosef Tuvela, Lama Shari Rakos Bon Tchila, Lifter Chazeret Mibrocha Ruyolot, it's a rhyme. And then it says in the Hagos Vitzion on the left, Ostes say, Vishay Lama Shtei Brachos Chiachas, with the phrase, what ain't also mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Says Tosis is ridiculous, for Lessa, Domisha Mekere Boy, Velo Shat. It's not the reason, you have Shari Rakos. It's because of the moral? No, I have kera. My answer was, although you could have had apples, you could have had chocolate, which the kids like better. Shahakal. Why they pick adama? That's my answer to this kasha. What is the lama born? He wants lama born, lama shah yarakos, as opposed to other brachos. That's my tight answer to this kasha. It's the first kasha. Below shayat and chavilas, ela betray mili. What does tray mili mean? What do you mean, ela betray mili? What do the words mean? Ella betray me. Two things, two items. What does it mean? Tray me. Anybody? Very, very nondescript. The Tosfos says it's not clear what he's talking about. You can only have it by tray me. And what's here?
They're unrelated.
And here it is related?
I mean, that's both relating to the same chesed. When I said,
Oh, so I think Nathan is correct. What he really means is over there we have kiddush and benching. They know some mitzvahs chavilas. Maybe this trevi means two mitzvahs. He has only one mitzvah. The mitzvahs moror. Bore pri adama is simply a license to eat and not be over on isa no oma davlo brocha. It's a birchas hanenin. That's I think what he means. We'll see soon. Another rishon will spell it out more clearly. Yes.
According to Bir Halacha that Rebbe read earlier said that it might be okay to make another bracha on the mar just because just like the same svara for the dalakosos that each table is a mitzvah so we'll make a bracha on it, so it might be more than just a regular bir chasaveni and just like a heter to eat the mar.
Could be.
The Chok Yaakov thing, the Rambam doesn't talk about. Making a Barna Fushes, we don't know what he holds about.
I'm not happy with the Barna Fushes. I'm the first to tell I'm not happy with the Barna Fushes. Not happy at all. But
why not just keep munching Karpas the entire Magad?
Very practical friend we have over here.
Ashkenazim, we make bracha on all kosos. Ramban says that.
Shouldn't eat, shouldn't drink. Yeah, it's not going to work. Okay. So Rabbi Osai, hold on, slow. The old, the Rav Chista Mevarech Shteyem Achazeres. Rav Chista makes both brachas, but you saw the top line. What did Rav Chista say in the third line of Kuf Tetzvah? Mikar Mevarech Alei Barach Pradam Mevarech Hidas Mara. Bingo! Checkmate, Rav Yosef Tumelam. Checkmate, Mamish. On this very daf, you make both brachas in the same piece. How can Rav Yosef say the other way? Pillei Ploya Mamish, yes.
I mean, Tosfos did say that you're not Yosef.
Slow. Behold, the mask. That's the second question. Why did Rav Yosef think the path of the pass? Okay, because that's the second. So the two main questions are: it's no two mitzvahs, and it's against Rav Chisda. Those are the two main questions which Tosfos raises. I'd like to share with you the Holy Torah of Moreno Rav Tzvi Shech the Shalita in Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Tzvi. There's a piece in Siman Dalet entitled "In Osa Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus." What an appropriate title for our discussion. Siman Dalet. Let's go slow. Tosfos has had another kasha. Another kasha. Now, I don't think Tosfos asked a question over here. They asked in the brachas. Did they ask here too? About Kiddush. Where is it? Is it here? Or is it in the Mordechai?
No, I think it's here.
It's here? Why? What did I miss it? You see Kiddush here anywhere? Maybe you saw it in the Mordechai. Let's turn to the Mordechai and see it. We have to look at all the Rishon. We have to look. This is what we call the Tosfos Shiva Mordechai. It's another version of Tosfos. We go through this insane idea. Gotta look at the words, Rabosai. Gotta look at the words. Here we go. It's on page Lamed Hey, Elomer Rav Chisda. Umikan Kosha, quote Rav Chisda. This is Kasha, the last Kasha Tosis. Umikan Kosha, the Mashkata of Yosef Tuvelim, Lomer Yerokos Bom, Chilu Vesh Lifta, Mara Ben Abrocha, Ria Lo. Shen Lomer Shtem Ki Echas, Achar Shtia Va Achi Lo. That's the other, all lo. You see the rhyme? Why is that? These words are not found in the Siddur. Mishum Dehaino Chavilas Chavilas, that's obviously what he means. The Hoch Armin and Baruch Achat the Shtanki Achas. Barbara Adam and Achilas Marbi Achat. Aye, Chavilas, that's ridiculous. He spells it out more clearly. Look inside. Bloshayach Lomer Chavilas Babirchas Anenin. Kidim and Farshal and Mishnah Kuf Yudala. That's Kiddush. Kuf Yudala is a Mishnah. You make Barbara Goffin, you make. And the Kaddish HaShabbos. The Kaddish Yisrael Azmanim. Then he asks about Yemasi Yechdas. He's right from my note to Yodah B'tibul Rishon Tzor Lidl B'tibul Sheni Shom Da'asach Daitek of the Parishes. That's no kasha. The Rishonim say by the Tilas Yodayim Yodayim Askoni is saying. We'll see that later on. But when it comes to the Birchos Hanani, not a Nimlach. I'll show you that in print later on. So that's his kasha. Therefore he says no. What's the reason? It's we have Keol the Tinokos. What about the Moror? He says like as follows. What? It's as follows. The Shani Moro, end of the paragraph. The Kavan, and he doesn't like the idea of Goro Tavas Amachal. But the different reason. The Kavan, the Rachmona, Kave, Apasta, Ksiva, Matsimar, Yochlu, Losagi, Loachilas Mor, and Kane, Havalid Varma, Abom, Mizokasuda, Machmasasuda. Why? Not for pragmatic reasons, for halachic reasons. The Torah demands you have the Mor in the middle of this meal. It's Machmasasuda. Tosis gave, if you had the same menu today, Chodesh Adar would be the same dinner according to Tosis. The Matz takes care of the Mor, it whets the appetite. According to the Mordechai, no. It's only what? It's only on Pesach Lev, where the Halacha demands you have Mor after the Matz. So these are the three sheets we spoke about before. comes Rav Shech, the Shalit, that quotes the Netziv. The Netziv, but those who were the Shia back in Elul, remember this. This is we breathe this for almost a week. This Netziv, quote over here. What did Netziv say? It's found in his Haggadah. Do you have Haggadahs downstairs? I'll try it. I have it at home. I didn't bring it. Dibra Masla Moti Mata. No, Kiddush is different. Because the Bar Priyagafen is an integral part of the Kiddush. Not a plain Birchas Hananim. I don't have time to go to the whole, we spent the week on this, right? The Rashi and Erevin with the Rashash, with the, here, with, you can look it up, page Laman Gimel, Rav Shech Sefer, the very beginning of Siman Dal. Okay, so the Netziv took care of the Kasha, Kiddush is unique, fine. We still have two Kashas. Why Birchas Hananim? And what about Rav Chisda? Right? So that's what Rav Shech discusses in the remainder of the piece, quite long. And he says that Birchas Hananin, it's true, it's a Birchas Hananin, but it also is considered to be a mitzvah. Vil Araya, there are all kinds of dinim. Chaviv, which comes first? If it's just a hetter, what comes first? Obviously, there's a mitzvah component with respect to Birchas Hananin. So it would apply, Kiddush is unique, but otherwise you should not be making a bracha of Bari Priya Adama and a bracha of Achila Smar on the same piece. I practice the kasher of Chisda. So Nathan gave the answer. The answer over here is that according to Rav Chisda, Rav Yosef Tufel holds Yoyotze Karpas and Birchas Hananim with the first Kazayas, which we call Karpas, but you're not Yotze the Mitzvah Mar until when? Until when? We saw yesterday. Until when, no? Tomorrow. So it's just, you're not making the Birchas Hananim and the Birchas Mitzvah on the same Kazayas. Sure, the first kazayas is what we call a maisa mitzvah. Whether you need a kazayas or a ma'at. That's the kazayas that we haven't yet discussed, the Torah's word ma'at. But the real mitzvah is fulfilled later on, when you have the actual morrow. So there are, it's not the pshat you're having one on one, two brachas on the same thing, a birchas nen and a birchas a mitzvah. No! The birchas nen is on the karpas, the birchas a mitzvah fundamentally is on the morrow, an hour and a half later. Maybe we take a text. Masuk Midvash. What a beautiful answer. Okay? And with this, I'm shot the quotes from somebody. I'm not sure exactly who it is. I can ask him. Something's here for me. I don't wanna claim credit for this one. But once in a while I'm quoted by name, in Rav Shech Sfar, once in a while I become a Chocham Echad. I mean once in a while. You know, we learned Chavrus a long time. Here's on page Mem Aleph. With this we can answer the big kasha of the Bir Halacha and Siman Tov Ayin Hey. So now I'm sort of moving out of Mar and into Matzah. Segway. Okay? I'll Mar Mu Matzah Yochlu, but the wrong order. Okay, well, that's, we discuss them both together. Open to the Bir Halacha Tov Ayin Hey. It's on the Mar Makom and Sif Al. Sif Al, give a look. Sif Al. The Mechaber says, what do you do? We had a discussion about, I have timetable discussion, I think there are six sheetahs. Yeah, I think so. As to what do you do with the two matzahs, or three matzahs, on Seder night? I wonder what you guys do. What are you thinking when you fulfill the bits of Erev Tov matzahs? Because there's a, hold on, let's take a look. V'yikach ha-matzahs ha-prusa ben shtei shleimus, the Mechaber Paskins. V'yochsen b'yodo v'yivarach ha-motzi v'alachilas matzah. Okay. V'chakach yivtza me'ashlemo el yona u'me'aprusa mishten v'yachad. Alright, you have from both. Says the Mechalil Adarama. V'yochlem v'aseva b'yachad from both matzahs. Kazayas mikol echad. What's going on? At the same time, you have the two kazayas. First, let's discuss this in detail. What does that mean? What does that mean? Anyway, the question is, why do you have to have a kazayas mikol echad? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Osai, in Sivkoton, Tes, Kazayas Mikol Echad, Min HaPrusa Bevarei Torah Kazayas, Lo Mevarochan Achilas Matzah, Ben Achila Prusa Mikazayas, for sure. Aval Prusa Samotzi, Frank the Mishnah Berurah, Halo Kaim Lo Da Motzi Mevarochan Achila Apochus Mikazayas, Kanal Simon Reish, everyone knows that. Make a Brocha Rishon even in less than Kazayas. So the question becomes, why do you have to have a Kazayas from each one? Zaknish the Brewer, Sivkot and Tess, where the small Zion is. He's quoting from whom? From the Pri Chodosh. Elimishum, the Yesh Polskin, Shesovin, the Birchas Hamotzi, Koyal, Prusa, Ubirchas Alachilas Matza, Koyal, Ashlem. Okay, Hamotzi on the Prusa, the opposite of what we usually think. Hamotzi on the Prusa, Achilas Matza, the Shlem. Against the conventional wisdom, the opposite. Lekach Torch Mikolach and Kazayas. Because you have to have a kazayis on the achilas matzah. Some say the most rishonim say the one which is the broken one is achilas matzah. Some say if I carry the top one is achilas matzah. You have to have a kazayis from each one. In a pinch, which way do we follow the rov poskim? How do you know the next mechaber? V'imein or yochel lechol b'kishnei zaysim biyachat. Now push comes to shove. What do? Yochel shalom motzi tchila. What do you mean Yochel Shulman? We don't know which one is which. Yochel Shulman is. You don't know which one is which. The answer is, if push comes to shove, he's one of the row poskim, he can read in that the top one is the Hamotzi, and the middle one, which is broken, is the Alachilas Matzah. So therefore, you have it in that order, that you can't put each both together. Adkan. Good. Comes the Bir Aloch, it's very strange. He already gave the Teretz, here it's a cotton test. And he turns around and he has the same kasha with no answer in Bi'alacha Kazayis. Kazayis mikolech. I mish the brewer of a tam davar zeh. From the mish mefarsh, fine. Okay, be'ikar adavar tamuah ma'od. Blifizeh, nafak on davar chodesh, the belayla rishonim tzorom level beiz zeh kazayis. Belo matzina zeh b'shem mokom. V'chol hani poskim desavri de tzorom gimel matzah zeseder. Lois Kiwazer, Zula Sarosh Va Mordechai, Uveshas on this girl Kazayas, Hashamash on Kazayas. It's a big problem. Why do you two? So he already gave the answer. No, does he need two of the Yiddish right there? You need two of the Safek. You're not sure which one is the Alachilas Matzah going on. What's his kasha? So the answer is, presumably his kasha is against the Rosh. Because the Rosh seems to be gung-ho supporting the majority view, namely, that you make a Hamotzi on the top one and a Alachilas Matzah on the middle one. And Afa Pikeni still says that the Kazayas from each one. Why? If you and I don't know, we're Amaratza. We're not sure what sheet was right. But the Rosh telling he really was sure what sheet was right. So why do you have to have a Kazayas from each one? That seems to be, otherwise the kasha is not in the same. He just gave the Teretz and Simchat and Zayin Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Tess, rather. Oh, keep reading. V'av shem shodit kol k'ikad shiru because that's the b'diavad yotzim bo. Yeah, v'kol makom kol k'yak and bilsa have a little tabel of rushin. U'v'emes achlanis esmatzrichon gimel matzis u'rak mishom lefem mishnah. V'kam hodit tzrichu l'chav and v'brocha rishon al matzah achas. U'v'brocha shniyah al matzah shniyah. Yeah. Who mishum shloyu hamitzvus chavilos chavilos? Aval gavu did who? Shtei hamatzos heim dover echad. Who kumav shabbos lecha mishnah? Who mikir adin yachol lechol ezer shiyirta? Rak mishum dal kol echad me hamatzos kiven bibracha. Tov she yito mikol echad. Aval bevaray died because I is echad betziruf mishneim. He doesn't get it. The koshkan if you pshar as a poskim if you psak a mechaber shochas b'shteim mechaber b'shteim brochas al shteim biyachad. The koshkan then tzorach brakazayas echad b'shteim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Talmud of the Rosh, he says lo hiska rak shochas b'shteim, not shnei kazayas and lo hiska tzorach here. So again, if you learn it's because of a suffix, do we understand? But he sounds like he's asking the Rosh for Torah's body. Rabosai, according to what we said here, Rabbi Shechta, writes as follows. V'heirani chokham echad, shal pidvareinu misulekas t'miyas mishnabi alocha. Why? You have to have one kazayis for, I'll read it to you. But you shouldn't use the same chefta to have two mitzvahs. What are two mitzvahs? Suris yontif and achilas matzah. The brachas don't matter. We have two brachas on one at the beginning. What do we have? You had a bracha. We saw Rav Chisda. You made al achilas. You made al barpa. Al achilas mar. It doesn't matter. Why? Because the first kazayas, the chepta is the birchas aneder, and then the second kazayas is the birchas is for the mitzvah. So here too, exactly the same. The top kazayas is for sudas yontif, like a mishnah, and the middle kazayas is for the mitzvah of what? Of mitzvahs matzah berav tochlu matzis. Meridik. 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 Beautiful tarots, right? How old are the Palladin tarots? The answer to the kasha. You need two kazesim for that reason, because the chavilas, chavilas. You shouldn't make the same bracha. Now, take that back. Shouldn't fulfill the same, you shouldn't fulfill two mitzvahs with the same chavtza. By Rav Chista, Adama is on the carpus and the Moros is on the Moros. Here, the Ramotzi is on the top and the Matz is on, and the Mitzvah Matz is in the middle. Beautiful shot.
What about Kiddush?
Kiddush is one chavtza, it's one thing. The Baruch Pagavan of Kiddush is not the same as a Ramotzi. It's an integral part of the Kiddush. That he said 8 pages earlier, page Lama Gimel. I spoke about Barichas many months ago. Beautiful. Mamash is beautiful. Terrific Mamash. Now, the sitter. What did the sitter say? The sitter said, I read you from my trusty sitter. What page did I tell you yesterday? 385. The lama, I think it's question and answer. The lama. The lama Yerakas, where is it? The lama. Shai Yerakas bar Tchila. Any poets here? Who likes poetry? Nobody? Okay. La, hence Lamed Hey. Liftach Azera Shah Mitzvah Bibracha Ruya La. Okay. Vishayin Lomash De Bracha Skakas Mishtio Achi La. Vim Sholechol Velishtos Kiachas Vishakra Kreso Mi La. Ooh, Lacha Shemili Kreso. What a beautiful poem. Right? What can't you do over here? What can't you do? The other alternative would say as follows: just make a bar pri adama on the what? No, let's forget about karpas. No karpas. Just make them both. Well, what's he saying? What would the alternative be? I guess he's saying that this is why you should prefer shayarukas and not have only more. Because if you make a bar for a dhamma, you can't make it at the end. You can't make alachilas bar from your lekreser. So along those lines, I'm not exactly sure how this fits in, but it certainly rhymes. But then, v'chein v'shtei matos, potri mechalo lechalo. How do you like that? By us, chal is chometz. But the word chal, as we read in a few weeks, chalas matos, right? You used to put it rhymes. Chalo. Al ki ein l'shanos b'shtei brachos. Now I do a new rhyme above stuff. V'varach al zu v'al zu, or al zo v'al zo. V'ein ha'ochel ad shigmar shtei brachos. What's he saying? He could be saying exactly what Rav Shach was quoting from the Chacham Echad. Chacham Echad by Rav Yosef Tuvel. He's saying, why is it you make? What's he saying over here? By have two different matzahs. Not you shouldn't pad the both chiyuv with the same one, right? So you make a bracha on this one and then on that one. You don't eat anything until you make the two brachas, but you have to have two different matzahs and two different brachas, two different kazesim. We can argue because we know some chavilas chavilas. So Rav Shechter said maybe pshat in this line in the poem. So I can all look inside the poem over Shabbos again. I'm going to say how many guys daven with this sitter on Shabbos? The article. Well, the English version thereof. Look at the back. You know, when you have a minute, not Dr. Damian Khalil. But the minute break when the Chazan is hacking. So look at the back at page 385 in this. So if you have the English, even better. So you'll see how rabbis scroll or chat in the Yosef Tuvel. If you agree with us on that, should have it in English. All right? So look, and look now, by the way. Because I'm told to do Asiya Siddur's taking out Yotzers. It'll come. Dinosaur in certain places. At least that happens. This is printed.
I know.
That's what they told me. Why should we have it? No one says it anyway. Good. Everybody, I'm somewhat of a traditionalist. Okay, fine. The Father Roman Hogan. Okay, everybody. Now we're ready to discuss the question of halacha lamaisa, what goes on what. I think there are six shittas. Let's turn our attention to the Mordechai, which we read to it quickly once. We have to read a little bit more be'ir. Okay? Actually, a lot more be'ir. The Mordechai, Umi Mishnah, page Lama Dalet in our print. Read it together. Umi Mishnah. Okay? You with me here all the time? Umi Mishnah. You make two matzahs, both simmer echad, what we call yachatz, v'achatz yachem v'broch and v'rikas ha-motzi, v'achilas matzah, that's it. Right? Because the lashon of the Mishnah is matzah, singular. Matzah. Right? One matzah. That's it. One matzah. I usually need lechem mishnah shalem. It's different. Lechem oni, prusa before shikamara. Prusa, when is prusa? Birchas hamotzi. So therefore, you have to have a prusa and a motzi. Ken pirish bahag, shapirish afal. Everyone with me? I'm on page lamed dalet in paragraph we mentioned about the 8th, 10th line. The afal gav the bina lechem mishnah bekalmokam aska lechem oni begarei the lechem mishnah. It cuts it down from a whole to a half. Says the Mordechai of Lonir, the Lama Yigara Mishayam Tov the Bina Lecha Mishnah Shalim. Da the Bina Shei Daka Shalani Haina Davka Linyan Baruch Del Achidas Matzah. The Baruch Achidas Matzah the Prusa. Avalinyan Baruch Hasamotzi Lo. The Vaya Bina Lecha Mishnah Shalim. This is the majority view. This is the majority view. What's the majority view? I'll say it right now. You have three matzahs, two for lechem mishnah, and when you're eating the hamotzi and the top matzah, because hamotzi does not require prusa, and alachilas matzah is from the middle matzah which has been broken, because alachilas matzah is the mitzvah matzah and not going to be prusa. Everyone with me so far? I think you and I do this. Am I right? I hope. Isn't that what we all do? That's what we follow the Mishnah Berurah, the Bach. You pick up three matzahs, you make a motzi, because you have lecha mishnah. You drop the bottom matzah. I think it's printed in every Haggadah that way. No? Not the right word. Printed. You drop the bottom matzah, you don't need it anymore. You hold the two matzahs in your hand, and you make alachilas matzah. The truth to tell you, what you really could have done is do what? Could have let go of the top matzah also. What could you have held? Only the what? The middle broken one, Balachilas Matzah. We could have done that. The Ruch HaShulchan, because of the covet of other Rishonim, we hold on to the top one as well, which you'll see soon. Miyu Haya Omer Rabbeinu Yontif, the Mevarach Gavirchas Hamotzi Ala Prusa. Whoa! Everything on the Prusa. Vashlemos and Involves Ala Mishnah Mekere the Minalecha Mishnah. You don't even eat them. As long as they're there, it's good enough. Again, he says the second time below Nira. Lama Yigar B'Sheyam and told him the same story again. And in Brachas it says, Lama Testament Beis, Hakamod in the Pesach, Sheminiach Prusa Tov Shlema Botzea, Betov Shlema Mashad Shlema Hiyayikar, Shema Baruch and Alev Birchas Hamotzi. It's all repetitive. He repeats himself again. He knocks out the Rabbeinu Yomtev. He already knocked out a previous sheet before. What's the truth? Column 2. Say the Ukach. It's Chazar again. No Chazar. The Shalosh Matzahs going to be Rishis. Both in the Achaz Pirish and Mitzoyas. Umenichem Chetz Lafikom and Chetz Yemenich Men Shteya Shlemus. Make Hamotzi on the Shlema Alachidas Matzah on the Prusa. V'chein Nov Du Ha'olo. אבל אין מברכים ברכס המוצי ועל אכילת מצה על השלמה ועל הפרוסה ביחד. That would be another alternative, right? We'll see soon. What's wrong with that alternative? Bishen os in mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So that's not a good idea. Says the Baruch, that's also not true. Lo nira, lo shayach chavilas chavilas kai gavla kevin shabruchas amotzi babishul bruchas anenin. Right, v'teida, here's b'feresh. Don't have a baruch and baruch for a government kiddush yachad. Lo shayach chavilas chavilas. The daf kiddush bruchas amotzi shem mitzvahs chashul chavilas chavilas. Bruchas anenin lo shayach lo yeah. The kachi anoid re, he did this. Lito biyano apusa v'ashtemu the baruch bruchas amotzi l'chismata l'apusa v'ashtemu together. Ubotzeh mishten yachad. He had this wild idea. He wasn't worried about chavilas. Upamim shloi arotz l'shanas minig olam v'chule. What in the world is the v'chule? Why is v'chule here? Who knows where to find the v'chule? Your bucky b'shas. Where to find the v'chule? No? Anyone know? It's an offer to Tosis in Masechta. Brachas. Lamed Testament Reis. That's where you find the v'chule. We'll see soon. When Amatzah Shlishis Yasa Kricha Tina Chamishal Shmatzis Kol V'chad V'chad Navet Bo Mitzvah. Fine. I said Aviyu Matzah. We spoke about this at length earlier. B'yameyem B'simen B'yameinu. Fine. Then it says for Rav Menachem Yuni, for Rav Rabbeinu Yontif. That name sound familiar? What did he say before Rabbeinu Yontif? What did he say the previous column?
You only need 2 months.
What do you need? V'varach and V'rach HaSamotzi V'al HaPrusa and Ashlemos and then Bos and the Shemekeira. That's what he says in the column 1. Column 2, where he holds like the Rambam, the Sagi Bishnei Matzah, so Botzea Achas Ashnaim, Bishamachet Slavi Kom, Rabban Putza Moti Lachilas Matzah, Bashnem Yasek Richo Matzah Moro. Wait a minute, it's a steer of any yantiv. Here he says, you need only a subtotal of 1.5. Here he said, you need 2.5. You need Shlemos. For Lecha Mishnah, what does Shleimos mean? The 2.5, no? The Big Day Yesh has a kasha. Oz Gimel. Can we read together Big Day Yesh, Oz Gimel? Everyone, look inside, please. Big Day Yesh, Oz Gimel. The Furiata, Mashma Shirot Saloma, the Shemevi Gimel Matzah, this could be not gaining. Ela Shah Prusna, the Baruch Hamotza, the Chilis Matzah. Vashte Shleimos, and Bos Ela Mishimaker, the Big Lecha Mishnah. Okay, Mashma Lechor, that's what I thought. Did anyone read it differently? That's how I read it. But he asked the Kasha, I will be so for almost cause of a safer Benjamin Shem Rabbeinu Yontif. The Sagi Bebei is Matzahs. The Chen Kossus tos Tukhta Zayin Bishmo. Akkara to Olafarish, listen to this now. The Masha Kossus, Masha Shleimos, Enen Bo, Salam Hashem Akei, Ratz Alomar, Masha Bevin, Mitchila Bei, Mitchila! Bei is Matzahs Shleimos. Lo Mein Boin, Loma Lo Yedai Matzah Achas, V'yasa Kol Bo. Why bother bringing too much in the very beginning? The Kalahovin. The Kalahovin. He's suggesting that you only bring, you're bringing what? At the beginning there were two shlemas, but you missed, you split them up by yachatz. So Rabosai, let's now chazer how many shitas we have. How many do we have, Rabosai? I thought we may have 6 sheepas. 6 sounds crazy. Now 6. Have a chart? Maybe should run on the board. Do we have any pens here? We'll do Torah Shabbat there. Okay. Some of you guys should print up a chart and write it up. Okay. Let's chazer again. I just want to chazer. I jotted down. I think our 6 possible sheepas over here. Okay. The first and mainstream shita. The mainstream shita is you have the total of the 3 matzahs, you need 2 for lecha mishnah, and the other end you split in half. You pick up the 3 matzahs, top and bottom of lecha mishnah, alachilas matzah, hamotz at the top one, alachilas matzah is on the middle one. That's the mainstream shita. The mainstream shita. Okay? Fine. Another shita, Rabosai, is you don't need 2 shlemas at all. Right? You don't need 2 shlemas. You don't need 2 shlemas at all. Okay, we'll come to the details. The third sheet is upshot, Rabbeinu Yontif, the simple shot. You need 3, but all the brachas are only on the middle broken one. That's how the yeshita, the furieta, in Rabbeinu Yontif. Fine. A fourth shot is you have to start off with two for Lecha Mishnah. Then you split up and you make both brachas on the half.
What does that one mean?
You start with two matzahs. This is what he says pshat in the Rabbeinu Yontif at the end, the second pshat of the Divrei Yesha. You start off with two. You fulfill that commission, you started with two. Now even you broke one, doesn't matter. You still fulfill that commission since you started with two. And what do you eat? Both brachas on the cruise.
So you break it first.
You break it. Yachatz start. This seems to be a fourth possibility. Okay?
It's going slow. That the second possibility?
Oh,
yes.
The question, what's the second possibility? What does the second possibility say? Huh? Only a total of two matzahs. Maybe it means you don't need Lecha Mishnah. Different lumpus. The way we say Pshat over here, you need Lecha Mishnah. You satisfy the Lecha Mishnah, but what you had, you brought it to the table. The second Pshat, Pshat number two, he said you don't need Lecha Mishnah. The guy with Lecha Mishnah, you don't need Lecha Mishnah. Let's say that.
So you start with the Shalim and Prusa?
Hold on. You want to make those two sheetahs one sheetah for the moment? Or we'll call it 2A and 2B. Okay, because we're instead of four. What's the fourth sheetah of the Maaser? The Re. What did Re do? The Re took. What did Re do? He made both brachas on both matzahs since he was Mesupik. Let's chazer again. According to the first sheetah, the most popular one, Hamotzi on the top, Halachilas Matzah on the broken one. Fine. According to the second sheet, the what? Both brachas on the broken one. Right? According to the third sheet, it's the same thing. Both brachas on the broken one, except that you have to have Lecha Mishnah besides. Okay. The Re made both brachas on both matzahs, since he wasn't sure. What's this for Amin? So if you take a look in Tosis and Masechta the brachas, see what he did. The Re did sometimes. Sometimes he did. What did he do? He took both brachas and held it in his hand and made both and both. Held both. He didn't want to change the original minig. The original minig was to break the first matzah before you make alachilas. To break the top one before you make alachilas matzah. To demonstrate that motzi is going on the top one. So he didn't want to change the minig too much. So what did he do? He was very clever. The Re. This is the word of the poem is taken. It's the last line of Tosus Lama Testament is the bottom. On the one hand, he wanted to be mapped nafshim plukta, to make both brachas on both. On the other hand, le'arot l'shana zamini. The last line, I'm reading to you. Ha'mavarech al ha'shlema t'chila ha'motzi, v'ya botzei ha'ktas, v'lohoya ma'frida, ad she'yavarech al ha'prus al ha'chilas matzah, u'botzei ha'mishtein yachad. Because in order not to change the original minhag was what? To make a motzi and to break the top one right away. He didn't want to change the minhag, because he broke it a little bit. But it wasn't really a real betzi. It wasn't a fridus. It really wasn't a betzi. This is what is a kind of compromise that he had. But in any event, fine. But in principle, both brachas on both matzahs. Fine. What's the mila of the original minhag? They were about chavilas. So they made the first bracha on the top and the second bracha on the middle. The Re didn't care about chavilas. But since others cared about chavilas, he wanted to make believe he was following them. He cracked them at the top matzah a little bit, as if to designate that only the top matzah is hamotzi, only the middle matzah, chilas matzah, and this way there's no problem with chavilas. But he really didn't hold that way. It is deep in his heart of hearts, he didn't care about chavilas, and he said the farish. He was willing to change the meaning and hold on to both. Fine. Fine. Now. What's fascinating, take a look at Rabosai in the Mordechai. We left that one line. The Rav Yo. Rabbeinu Avi Hezi, the Rav Yo, with a small vav is. Shabotzea haem tzois, v'shomer chetzu le'afikoma. Look what he says. Maybe we should crack the top one. And Rabbi Yonah Lemitzis says, no. The Ein Mitzvah B'Shviras Matzah L'Shnayim. It's not a mitzvah. Yachatz is not a mitzvah. V'chi Asker L'Mivtza Amotzi Botza Ashlema V'Aprusa L'Achilas Matzah V'Aprusa Botza Ashlema L'Amotzi V'Achilas Matzah L'Aprusa V'Lechem Onik Ziv Dayna Prusa. This is, again, the standard Shita. The standard Shita, Rav Osa. With all this reading, we still haven't gotten to yet another sheet. We have now what? Six sheets or somewhere? Six, five sheets? Five sheets so far. Is there a sixth sheet? And what is it? What is it? It's not here, unfortunately. The Rav Yah is only quoted in part. But Baruch Hashem, I have the Rav Yah here in front of me, the real Rav Yah. And this real Rav Yah, I can't show it to you in anywhere in this book. I'm very, very upset. I always like to show things in the Rishon. We can put it on the screen, but no time for screens now. But I'm going to read it to you from the Rav Yah himself. Tov Kuf Chav Hei, that's a siman in the Rav Yah. He calls him his grandfather, the Ravan. This is exactly the opposite. The opposite of the first sheet. The mamish, the opposite. This is his fault. It's very long. Sorry for the delay. I will hopefully find it in a second. Oh. This is his house. Rabbeinu Zikeni Kosa, the Ravam. Shala Prusa Botsea Hamotzi. It's exactly the opposite of everything we said until now. I have it in the Rav Yah, reading it inside. I read it word for word. It's on page Kufay in this edition, column 1. But you can all see it in bold relief in the Mishnah Berurah. You have a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes it. We actually glanced it a little bit before. Take a look over here in Mishnah Berurah, please. We read it. We had a small Zion of the Sharati and the Mishnah Berurah test. Yesh poskim shesovim the birchas hamotzi koi ala prusa u'birchas halachilas matzah koi ala shlema. That's the Rabban. So we have Rabbo say a total of six shitas. So how do you get out of the six shitas? So the way we do it is we follow the majority view. Hamotzi on the what? On the what? No? On the top. Alachilas Matzah in the middle, because of the covet of the Rabban, we hold on to the top one while we are making the Alachilas Matzah in case the top one is the Alachilas Matzah. But our primary view is the middle was Alachilas Matzah. Nafkamina, we eat it. If you can't eat the two kazaisim together, what do? You have the kazaisim from the middle one, and no, excuse me, you eat first from the top one, which is Amotzi. And then from the middle one, which is Alachilas Matzah. The question is, why do you have to have a kazayis in each one? We have suggested, and also mitzvah chavilas, chavilas, a possibility. The other suggestion is, because each, you're not sure which one, is the mitzvah of Alachilas Matzah. So now, Allah Alamai, so what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? What do you do? The idea that we saw, that you have to have a kazayis, which goes back to the Prisha, on the bottom of the Torah, he said it, the Mishnah Berurah said it, the Prichonim said it, and presumably the Kash is on the Rosh, who had a unanimous view, supposedly, a third quarter kazayis from each one. Take a look at Rabbosai in the big Dayesha, before we go to the Rosh, in Sivkot and Yud Zayin. not over here. So it's called Yudzayin in the Seder Pesach B'Ktzara. Again, the Mordechai, before he went into all the details, daf al daf, had a Seder Pesach B'Ktzara. It's on page Chof, and now print. What does it say? Towards the bottom of column 1 in our edition. V'chati mata nefreses, what a Yudzayin is. Yosin bein beis ashlemus. Whoa! What does that mean? You break it and then you put it between the two? What does that mean? What does that mean? Says Yudzayin. Haina shet sama shet sarach lifros matzel yon al ashtayim. Why? Shem shem avir ala mitzvahs. Whoa! The Rav Yoh said, Yachas is not a mitzvah. So you can crack the middle one. He says, no, it is a mitzvah. Yachas is a mitzvah. And you can't, you have to crack the top one. You have to crack the top one. Rabosai, you have to crack the top one. Amazingly. Wow. Halacha l'maisa, there are those who have the courage of their convictions and say that if you're going to, there are two kazaisim. There's a kazayis of alachilas matzah, and a kazayis of hamotzi lechem l'art. You have the hamotzi first, and you have the kazayis of hamalkin as a second. Who had the guts to say that? He had the courage of his convictions. His name was the Truma Sadesh. Sorry. The Truma Sadesh has two volumes, Aleph and Beis. In Beis, it's called Psakim Muksavim. He says over here, I'll read it to you from the Kuflun Beis, here it is. Ema said, Tzorach HaSeba B'Shas Achilas Kazayis Matzah. One kazayis. His Talmud, the Leket Yosha, spelled it out. When you have a kazayis, I don't have it, look downstairs. When you have a kazayis of the hamotzi, you don't need a seva. It seems to be a kind of disaster. If it's hamotzi, you shouldn't need a kazayis. We just said. Follow me? So these who have the courage of the conviction is only one kazayis. The other hamotzi is only could be chor should be less than kazayis. How much I should need a seva at all. We eat them both by saying we don't have the courage of our convictions. We eat them both together with our saber. We're not sure which is which. That's our meaning. But here in end of Kuflun Beis, he says only one kazakh. Again, I selected Yosher. Look it up. It's page 92. Put it on my desk again. I don't know what the kazakh means. In any event, Rabosa. Now. But everyone seems to agree that you have to have a prusa, no? Double posha, double prusa, before she gemara. Open the gemara, Bosa. Just one more second, look at the gemara. Kuf tes vav, Amud Bey is the last line. The last line. The last line, mamish. Lechem oni, siv mach oni, shadaka beprusa, avkan prusa. Before she gemara, black and white. Can't argue the gemara, can you? Yes, you can. If your name is Rav Haigon. You saw the Ran? Open that one to the Ran. Open to the Ran and Adam. If your name is Rav Haigon, you can say many things. Here's the Ran. The Riff quotes his Gemara. The Riff quotes the Gemara in the Sefta Brachas. Here we are. The Riff in our pages is page Ayin Dalet. And the old pages is page Chafei. Hey. called Rav Papa. Brachas Lametes. Hakal Moda Bepedal Shemaniach Prusim Sof Shnei Mevotzeah. My timer. Lechem Onik Sivve. We'll keep it more clear. Says the Ran, nothing doing. Nothing doing. Nothing doing. Let's read the Ran from Hakol Modim. He's quoting the Rif. It's the top line on page, column 2 on page Ayin Dalet. Read the Ran. V'vayal ha-prusi v'aruch lechol matzah. The halahachi asya. Abel ha-motzi. Ikeman de'amah de'vashleim v'v'aruch lechol. Why? This Avdi Beichod Mitzvah can Amin and Brachas Lametes. The Erev in the Mahadri Avon and the Kuchi Amotzi Arifta, the Ereva. The whole of this Avdi Beichod Mitzvah, this Avdi Beichriti. Rebbein Yishalayim, what is this the opposite of what? Chavilis, Chavilis. Yeah, I'm asking you a big question. When do you apply an Osmis Chavilis, Chavilis? Is that the exact opposite?
When it's the same time, the same Indian,
Rabbi Osai. Here's the Vart. You have Shechnas on the next page in the same. Do we say that the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, and the mitzvah of Sunis Yontem and El Pesach are two Indianim or one Indian? I'm asking you a shout. What do you think? Same or two? What might it depend upon? Depend upon this shaila, whether the sudas yontem of Pesach and the mitzvah of eating matzah is it one inyan, two inyan? What might it depend upon?
Whether you need basar for
sudas? Not basar. Page mem beis of Rav Shechter say. According to the Rambam, it's one inyan. It's the Ran. It's one inyan. Shebelel Pesach chitcha Torah. You have to have a kazayas matzah with all the pratim. So you have to dafka not have two shlemis. Dafka dechilas lechamoni. Dafka not two shlemis. Dafka not. But the Rosh and the Morach of the Shitasam, they require lechamishta, they require two kazayasim. Meridik. It's either one extreme or the other. Either it's one inyan, in which case, vaker, you should make all the brachas on one, that mitzvah achrita, because it's all one inyan. What do we say? No. What do we say? The opposite. It's two inyanim. You have to have lecha mishnah. And then you have to have two matzahs, because I assume each one. Page mem beis. Let's continue Rav Osai in the round. And further, Rav Papa says, "Hakavod bePesach, minich prustav shlema botseah." What does it say over there? Hey, Viu, look at every word now. Hey, Viu, the father of pesisim shlemim, imavarach hamotzi shlemim mishud the shalim adif, or pesisim mishud the mikra v'hanayaso. Karmina nalav yirei shamayim yotzei deshteim minich prustav besoch shlema ubotseah. Kloma. Botzea hapsisim. Dila ma'avidatai. What's the pesisim doing there? And he went to call Moldin. Mashma de kavasav din and the pesim var hapsisim hamotz. Pshi. That's the shita. Both on the pesisim. Both on the prusim. Okay. So we have fundamentally either achilas matzah on the porus and hamotzi on the shalim, or fakeret niravan. Or both on the pesisim. Those are the three fundamental shittas. They have all the combinations, right? You want to be on to both shittas, da-da-da-da-da, but they're three fundamental shittas. Fine. Miu kosa remeinu haigon. Delo itma da-hele behi viu lefana pesisim. Du min da-hosim kshay viu lefana pesisim. Hachanami behi viu lefana prusa v'kamak shurashar levarach ala prusa. When it says prusa, it means you may make the bracha on the prusa on Pesach. Aber mei viu the fun of shlemin she rashoy lifros ain't let him go break it with dafka ain't let him dimish of the darshin alem alechem oni no lo idmael le rishos can you imagine if I go rishos badaka repus of rishos when he gets a wild idea dumya the case of mevarchim haiku b'diara namahu But the Yosef, the Chavasim, the Pesach, my timer, lechem onyxiv. If I did a reshus in my, if I did a member, the boy could put Arab in the mid, daf kept that after the coup of the Arab. Achshav nagu akol levorach ala prusa. That's the reshus. Everyone does it. Ela shemaktim leporsa kodem hagoda. Why? Kidei shebishas hamotzi yimtze'ena kshiprusa. Whoa. I would have said you have to break it first. Why? Why would you say break it first? Why?
So it's a prusa.
To combine both Roshes Chazal, lechem she'odim advarim harbe, and madaka she'odim beprusa. That they have a broken matzah for the Haggadah. That's what I would have said. Not what he said. That you have to, if you want it to be broken from the beginning, so you should find it broken. If you find it broken, then it's okay. You find it broken, or you break it. It's not right. You have a shlema right in front of your eyes, and you're going to break it and ruin the possibility of using a shlema. That seems to be worse.
That's the Rambam.
What did the Rambam say? But not the opposite.
Yeah.
You read the Rambam, it's on the Rambam Karmis. I think it's Perek Ches Alaf Avav. See if you have it in your Mishpat Avolim. I think it's here. I hope it's here. It's here. Ches Alaf Avav. What do you do? V'lokeach shnei rikikim cholek echad mehen u'meniach parsus of shalom v'varach ha-motzi. There is no yachatz. When is yachatz called the Rambam? Kadesh, urchatz, karpas, magid, rochza, motzi. No, take that back. Kadesh, urchatz, karpas, magid, rochza, yachatz. The rod karpas with yachatz. That's what it comes out. Kadesh urchatz karpas. Magid rochza yachatz. That's not your bad rod. Did you say that, guys, in your Seder, Sfar? When do you break the masa? The first guys. Where are my Maimonides? Tema. Is not a safe place to be right now. Oh. Hasn't been safe for 60 years, but now it's really unsafe. But in any event, Rabosai, Bedavka, that's what the Tzivim says. Bedavka, you break it, Bedavka then. It's a fascinating tshuva of the Tziv. Meshiv Dover, or Chaim Chalagal, Simon Chofal. Someone asked him why his Shver, who was in the Tziv's Shver? Anyone know? Itzel of Alojna, Reb Chaim Alojna's son. People would come to Reb Itzel of Alojna and they asked, they came to have a suda by him. You know what he did? He would give him two slices of chal for lech mishnah. Somebody asked him, said, "What are you crazy? Two slices of chal? You need two chalas! Two slices of chal? What came over you?" That's how the shuvah starts. Yeah, so my shver, it's the Lajna did. And then the Tziv goes on to say, the shver is right. Lecha Mishnah could be two slices of challah. Avar lechatchil ishev shalom. I said, Nichols Birchas then, or is it lechom shalom chatchil? The question becomes, it's against the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you only have one, like my shalom should is, so you make on one. Why? Cut in half, you have two. Because it's in, nah. If you cut it in half right then and there, that's no good. That's no good. A slice is also just a shingle of shalom. It's a whole slice. You know what I'm saying? Can I have a whole slice? This is top to the south, a whole slice. Right? A whole is a whole. A slice is a slice. It's not part of the whole. A new whole has been created. Whole, W-H-O-L-E. A new whole. And that's been away for an hour. Once it's in the world for an hour, it's already it's a new entity. It's called a whole. Now I have two whole slices. But if I take something and I break it in front of my nose, and then I eat it, that's not a whole, that's a slice. That you can't do. It's an amazing mitzvah. It's Meshav Dabach, Chelek Al Simcha Chafal. Amazing mitzvah. So now we come, I have to end the shiur, just this one brief hour. We'll get to the Levi's on Sunday. I thought, We didn't start Karach yet. I'm still behind. What can I do? The Mogan Avram Dal that we spent a lot of time on yesterday before tries to bring a ride from the Trumas Hadeshen that you only have to have one Kazayas the Vasachas, not two at the Shulchan Aruch quoted. You have a Shulchan Aruch in front of him? Right? If you have the two Kazayas at once. So the Achronim is, what do you mean the ride from the Trumas Hadeshen for? The Trumas Hadeshen is a man of convictions. He held, don't have to have one Kazayas, B'chlal! You don't even never require a second Kazayas. Never require a second Kazayas. What's no second Kazayas? Maybe another Mashu for a Motzi, maybe. The Leket Yosha said, you don't have to have a Seba on another Kazayas. So come home, you don't have to have a Basachas. But we don't follow the Chumas Hadesha. The Moron goes with the Machaba. The Machaba requires two Kazayas, the Kazayas of Basachas. So they have to be both the Basachas. You can't really counter proof from the Trumas Hadesh. Makes no sense, that counterproof. I repeat again. The Mogan Avraham called the Trumas Hadesh, you only need Kazayas with Kazayas, not two. That's his own opinion. He doesn't require two Kazayasin at all. At all, nothing. Nothing. But if, from both sides, you need two Kazayasin, as we hold, maybe they have to both be Mevasachas. Both be Mevasachas. Maybe you're right for Kent. Now the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan said that you don't have to have the two Kazayasim together. It means it shouldn't stop. Just have it without... If you have one now, what did I say last time? When I'm Sham, I'm Ask Al-Chet. Today it's already 12:17. I'm 2 minutes late. I'm sorry, we started 2 minutes. So 12:17, I'll have one. I'll have a third of Kazayas. 12:18, another third. 12:20. I don't worry, I already had a look. 12:20, the third of the Kazayas. That's no good to Darf HaShulchan. If you have any nibbling straight through, that's okay. The problem with that shot is, it seems to be against the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber says, I'll end with this. The Mechaber says here, V'yochon v'aseba v'yachad kazayas mikol lecha, v'im eino yochol lechol k'shnei zesem v'yachad. What do you mean you can't? Why can't you? If it means to swallow all at once, of course you can't. It means... So if it means to eat all at once, you can. If all it means is keep eating, why can't you do it? Everybody just keep eating. There's no Jew in the world that just can't just keep eating. That's like Kashrut Aruch HaShulchan. Look it up. It's right there. It's in front of you. Siman Tov, Ayin Hey, Siman Dalet, Siman Beis, all those Sifrim right there. I'm out of time. So the Neder on Sunday on Skype at about 10:30, Adam will give you the instructions. I'll begin by halacha lemaisa. What do you do with those two? Do you put? Do you swallow? Who in this shiur thinks that he swallows two kazayim at once? You're against the mechaber. Mechaber said so. Truth. So we'll see on Sunday the mechaber never said so. Lahoyu dvar meyom. Look every word carefully. And that'll be something. So now it's a coming attraction, like a movie, a coming attraction on the screen. Silk screen, the big screen. Coming attractions. And the Mechaber never said you have to swallow two glasses once. You can't. Maybe you can't even do it. That'll be something this year. No one's going to cover. Okay? Good. Sorry for going a little bit late. Start a little late, end a little late.